Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boys. Getting Sliced reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
It's Slice Time for Brooklyn Boys, episode number 282. All the feedback for 282 and before, your talkbacks, when you listen through the iHeartRadio app, because you clicked on that microphone and you left us a talkback. You are vocal. You are a type A personality.
And more importantly, you're a slice.
You're a slice for life.
Oh, by the way, I'm not ready to mention who they are yet, because I don't think I'm supposed to, but... someone who's a slice, actually their husband's a slice. They DM'd me and said, my husband loves your show. So I was like, don't you? She's like, no, I just haven't had a chance to listen in a while. Oh. Anyway, they have a new bakery and they want to send us cupcakes.
Really?
So I told her to reach out to you since you're at the studio.
Can we wait till March 10th when I'm off Dr. Fat Loss?
That's what I said. I said, coordinate it with you because you have dietary restrictions at the moment. And I do, hey. Hit the jingle.
Nope, this doesn't count. This isn't the Brooklyn Boys podcast. This is Slice Time.
Hit the jingle.
It belongs.
This is the Brooklyn Boys podcast, Slice Time. Hit the jingle.
This belongs to. This time belongs to the slices. You're not a slice. You are a host.
Let me tell you something. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave a talk back right now for you to hit the jingle. So hit the jingle.
That was a scary, inappropriate product. Not cool.
Also, I got yelled at by a couple of people on Instagram that you plugged the gym that you're going to, and on the air, they ripped you because it's a sponsor.
It is.
So you should hit the jingle again for the sponsorship of the gym. You didn't mention that I knew it was a sponsor.
But come on, though. You didn't know that at the time. It's too late now.
Never
too late. It's over.
No, where's the talkback mic? Hold on. Tap to record.
You really going
to
do this?
Hold on. 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is Major Slice, Brody. What's up from Brooklyn? And I just want to let Skiri know he needs to hit the jingle, bitch.
No, not gonna.
I just sent it. Hold on. My message has been sent. Good. Well, I don't want to enter a contest.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can enter that
contest.
Yeah.
So here are your talkbacks from the last episode and before. Okay.
All right. And then play my talkback.
I'm sure that'll be at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got here.
Hey, Ariel from upstate New York. I believe it was episode 279 where Brody was talking about how he was a little upset about the sharing size on a package of M&Ms.
Yes.
And I just want to say, Brody, you're a really tough guy from Brooklyn. You shouldn't let two words upset you.
Thank you.
They're just words.
They're just words. See?
Right. That made me feel like I was eating too many.
I'm telling you, Brody. You pet the sweaty stuff and sweat the petty stuff.
Huh?
You sweat the petty stuff and you pet the sweaty stuff.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Hello, Ariel from upstate New York.
You're back!
So we had a meeting today and they're demonstrating something. And one of the people said to us, no photos and videos are permitted. I could be wrong, but isn't it supposed to be photos and videos are permitted?
Yeah, or actually it should be photos or videos to be technically. Yes.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, you guys are getting really needly.
Hey,
in
we're
the
making
weeds.
The world. A, we're making this country a better
guys
place.
Guys are in the weeds here.
One
with this
syllable.
We're from upstate New York.
Oh!
So again, at our meeting this morning, the way the chairs are set up, they're set up in rows. They're not set up in circles. So the person sitting in front can't see the person behind him unless they actually turn around.
Okay.
Now, the person in the back actually was picking his nose, and I'm sorry. That's something if you're going to do, you do in private. You don't do it in public where there's you're risking people watching you.
He was in the back, though. If he was in the front, it'd be terrible. How did anybody see him if he was in the back? Ooh, people next to him, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Brody, why don't you try doing a little yes. country western theme for that marketplace jingle you're thinking of doing? Maybe a little Willie Nelson, like, Mama, don't let your babies put their crap on Marketplace. The people responding, they always annoy. They never say you are, they always say you're. Mama, don't okay. let your babies put their crap on Marketplace.
Is that a parody of Growing Up to Be Cowboys?
What syllables the fuckity fuck? Aliens came here, father, brother. What the hell, Scary? I thought Robin was the sane one. Now I have no clue what the fuck is going on. Jesus Christ on a motorcycle.
Jesus Christ on a motor. I've never heard that
that's
one
his,
before.
That's his reaction to me believing that there have been aliens. There have been aliens who were here before us.
No, you think they were here and your girlfriend thinks she's a descendant. And
yeah, they're amongst us.
Okay.
We are their science experiment.
Well, okay, well, then maybe the aliens are God. And that's, who knows? Maybe one alien is God and God's an alien. And each alien had a planet to develop and they were coming back to check on the work of this one.
I'm just commenting about the Facebook Marketplace jingle. I don't know of a song that will match it, but you can definitely
like a poem by Robert
call
Frost.
Them Facebook Marketplace fucktards. Freestyle on that.
Okay. I'll see okay. what rhymes with fucktard.
Fucktard. Can you get that into a parody song, Brody? I think you can.
I'll look for songs that have hard lyrics.
Queens. You guys mentioned again the Alien Miami Mall video. And my dad fully believes in aliens also. He watches alien shows, ancient
Move out of the house.
And all that. And Brody, he said the same thing you did. If it's an alien, where's the military? Where's Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith in their dark suits with their sunglasses? Why is the local police handling it if it's an alien?
Right.
Thank you, Jamie.
Right. There's an alien and 20 police cars show up, but not the National Guard or the military or the Air Force. In a mall, it seems like somebody, you know, a little more governmental would show up.
Andrew, upstate New York, always complaining. That's why I love Brody. Scary Moore. Just kidding. Anyways, Slices, what? Can you do me a favor? There's a playback option on your talkbacks to hear if you sound like shit or not, or if we can fucking hear you. So why don't we try that before we send shit in? Thanks, you fucks.
He said it, not us.
Well, let me comment. There was one call last week, or two calls.
We couldn't use silence.
But in fairness to you, sir, you sounded like you're underwater. So there's a feature on your phone to play it back and hear how you sound.
No, he sounded pretty good to me.
Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Also, creepy voice guy. The spunk that you put in your voice is fucking electric. It was so much better. Thank you so much. Take care, Slices.
Sounds like he's coming back in 10 minutes here. I see it. I see a pattern
That's
developing.
All right. He's got energy.
He's got
and he's critiquing. I love
got
it.
Two more in a row.
All right.
All right. Last one. Swear.
Nope.
I don't want to be annoying like the rest
he's
of you.
He's got another one.
But anyways, in regards to you guys talking about ending this show and don't want to think about it, for one, don't piss me off the rip. We're not ending the fucking show.
Okay.
I don't got time for that.
Done.
For two, you buffoons owe us a shit ton of free dessert. All right, shit, I
got to
continue this. Sorry.
Yep, nope.
He lied.
I told you he lied.
By the way, he said, don't cancel the show. I don't have time for that.
We never said we would cancel
the show.
Yeah.
No, but if we canceled the show, he'd have more time for that.
Very true.
See? Always thinking.
You owe us free dessert because we're at episode 281 when we should be at episode 338, including zero.
That's 57 missed episodes from the start date till now. And, bro, you don't start with your bullshit excuses and your assistant manager nonsense. This is a corporate-level complaint, all right? So I don't know what you're going to do for us, but we're dying over here. You're not ending the episode. You're only 57 episodes, so get the fuck with it.
Where does he come up with this math? 57 okay. episodes? Did we miss 57 episodes?
No. We do, like, 44, 45 a year.
Yeah.
That would leave, like, wait a minute. That's 10 weeks a year we don't do an episode.
I think he's got
to doing this for six
years. Yeah, 57.
All right, sorry. Gotta go.
I like the way
he's cutting out.
I like the way he went back and he actually calculated it, though.
Well, let me just... We've already explained why we didn't do some episodes, but he's right on the amount we haven't done.
And guess what? President's Week, there won't be an episode.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Oh, you're on vacation.
I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be in the country.
Oh, look at you, bougie.
Yeah, I'll talk more about that on the Brooklyn Boys.
Will you?
But we want to do something nice for my dad after all we've been through as a family.
Oh.
So try and make me feel guilty on that one. Okay? We'll talk. Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. Concerning the aliens at the mall, you know, I guarantee you that crap were legit. Orson, which was a great communicator, would have called Robin and told her that shit was going to go down that day.
Robin was a
but
boy.
I don't think Orson called Robin, did he?
No. No, that's a reference to Mork and Mindy from the late 70s. I caught it.
I did not.
You watched it.
I'm too young.
You are not. You grew up with
number two,
Glenn Miller.
You know, the reason there were probably so many police officers there is because when they reported the fireworks, and to a regular civilian, it's hard to tell the difference between a gun and a firework. Police had to haul ass over there and make sure that there wasn't somebody shooting up the place. And they weren't going to send just one police car. They had to send the whole goddamn police force over.
All right. That's still in response to that story from we saw on TMZ several weeks ago with the Miami Mall on New Year's Day, right?
That's right.
Okay. This is just commenting on episode number 280.
Whoa.
A very special Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Brody, scary. I apologize. I'm way behind. I am still catching up. I just want to offer my condolences to you both. It's crazy how, you know, I've been listening to the Big Show since 09. I feel like you guys are close friends, and I got upset, you know, when I heard about your mom's. All right. Very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
By the way, when he said he'd been listening since 2009 to the Big Show, and he thinks of us as close friends, for a minute I thought he meant that you and I were close friends with each other. But what he meant was that we're like close friends to him.
Yeah, no, I got that's how I interpreted it.
Which is nice. I didn't. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, he means him. That's very kind.
More feedback from episode 281.
Mm-hmm. Scary Brody, Steve from the Bronx over there. All right, Brody, love you, love you both, but shut the fuck up about the steak dinner already.
What?
You got a steak dinner and you did real well. You fucking got it. Also, Diet Coke, go fuck yourself. Kabish, Brody doesn't owe you a fucking thing. Love you both. Grow the fuck up, Brody. Ciao, baby, ciao. Over there.
He's saying that I don't owe you the steak dinner.
Fuck Diet Coke.
And fuck Diet Coke.
And I should grow up. I think that's what he said.
Something like that.
He owes me the steak dinner. I don't know why we should fuck Diet Coke. And I'll never grow up. That's the point of this podcast.
Scary Jones. This is Janelle from Connecticut.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
This is your weekly reminder to get the fucking jingles. Thank you so much, Brody and Scary.
Thank you.
Always slice for life. Ciao, ciao.
I imagine we'll be hearing from you next week. When he doesn't bring them again.
Hey guys, this is Juan from Monterrey, Mexico again. Scary, how do you do it? How do you not let him get to your head? He interrupted you 15 million times, and not once did you lose your patience. Props to you, bro.
Because I'm a radio professional, that's why. Because I think
he's I think he's referring to me as him. I think I'm him.
Yeah, you are him in this case. Yeah.
Because, you know, Lord knows Scary never interrupts me.
It's what we
do. Go back to episode zero. Scary said, hey, welcome to the book. I interrupted him in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what you do.
That's what I do. Sorry.
I think you should up the dosage on your meds, Brody.
I definitely should double it. Yeah.
Episode 282. Hit the jingle, bitch. Brody, did you let him get away with that shit?
Yeah.
He said it's Dr. Fat Guy. Dr. Fat Guy, because he's eating blueberries and fucking celery. Like a weird fat chipmunk. Hit the jingle.
He's got a point. Well, we hit it this
week. Can't hit the jingle if he didn't recognize it.
Nope, I let you get away with it because we were talking about your diet.
He was, you know what? He was too busy interrupting me to hear me. That's
right.
That's why he didn't hear it.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Andrew, I'm Shane New York here. Sorry. I'm on here again. Real quick, two things. I'd say 1 through 18 is when you stop growing up on music. After that, you're not growing up anymore. Number two. You imagine being that boozy where you got to go to the country club of gyms with a fucking NFL combine training program? I go to the gym for $25 a month and I'm fucking jacked. I'll send you free workouts and a diet plan, Scary, you bougie bastard.
Brody and
thank you, Andrew.
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. Yep. It's Dez from CT. Bebe, checking in. Wanted to just be one of the first people. Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
Not
to
close.
Say happy birthday, guys. Hope you guys both have a wonderful birthday. It is
thank
right
you.
Before mine. So go Team Aquarius. For all those other Aquariuses out there, baby, we are the best sign in the zodiac. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
And to my fellow Paisan, Scary, I know I'm not in the tribe, Brody, but either way, fuck Dill and have a great motherfucking birthday.
That's right. Tomorrow is David Brody's birthday, so happy birthday in advance.
The 30th, whatever you listen to this.
The 30th, yeah.
Hey, Dez was one of the first people to tell me that she loved the joke I made where I said, who doesn't love, what is it, a healthy lean box? What was it?
Yeah.
From HelloFresh?
From HelloFresh.
Yeah, you said, oh, you ordered the healthy
lean,
something like that.
Yeah. I ordered the Fit and Wholesome.
Fit and Wholesome box. And I said, who doesn't love a Fit and Wholesome box? Dez was the first to comment, but a couple did, but she was the first.
Hey, this is Rob from Pennsylvania. Just checking in to see what's going on. I've been listening to you guys since 2010 on the Big Show. Hope you guys keep this up as long as you can. And just wanted to know, are we good? Thanks. Bye.
We're good.
Are we good?
Grape soda. Thank you. Got more talkbacks next.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, that
was a good first half right there.
You like that half?
All right, I do.
So we got more here. This is the second half. We got quite a bit. Thank you for participating in Slice Time.
Yeah, last week we were light a little bit, and I think maybe because the system erased a couple.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that. But
you complained to two people, so maybe they fixed it.
I did complain.
I know you did.
I did complain.
I know you sent an email to TM. No yes, names.
I yep, I did.
Hey, Broken Boys, Danny from Queens here. How you doing?
How you doing?
Going back to the Scrum Master topic, so I'm actually a certified Scrum Master.
No!
And it's a very glorified role, to be honest. All you do is facilitate meetings. So when the project manager says, hey, we need to get this done and we need to get it done by this time, you basically go in the team and tell them, okay, we have to get this done by this time. What's the problems? How can I fix it? That's about it. All right, slice of life.
Nice. We got a Scrum Master. Who knew?
You asked for one, you got one.
Do you think when he's at, like, I don't know if he's single or not. But again, you think he's at the bar with this, meets some nice girl, and she's like, so what do you do for a living? And she's twirling her hair, and she's kind of flirty, button her eyes. You know, she's dressed sexy, but she dressed for herself, not for him. And she says, oh, what do you do for a living? He's like, I'm a scrum master. Does she like go, I got to go to the bathroom, never come back? Or she's like, what does that mean? Like, scrum master sounds like this guy's got like a bad job cleaning up, but it's actually a good job, right? So,
yeah.
All right, maybe I'll get a job as a scrum master. He sounded happy about it.
He did.
Hey, Broken Boys, Danny from Queens here again. Part two to my scrum master conversation. So, yeah, we just basically go to the team and tell them, this is how we have this amount of time to get it done. What are we doing? And you basically break up the project into what's called sprints. And half of the time, you never get the work done when it's supposed to be done. So all we do is just schedule meetings. That's really it. We don't do any actual work.
That's what I thought. I said that. I actually suspected that last week when I found out the definition of a scrum master.
Yeah, you're the facilitator.
Yeah, you're the delegator. You're the rubber stamp person. You're the one. Yeah, the one. Hey, you do this. You go to do that. And I'm going to sit here with my thumb up my ass.
Good morning, Brooklyn boys. This is Nick from Washington State, a previous resident of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. Nice. This is a repeat about alien girlfriend. Brody, I love you. You're awesome. You're smart. You're very intelligent, motherfucker. But dude, do not mix a creation with discovery. Discovery happens when you just find some new shit. Hold on for part two. Part two by Nick. So like I said, discovery and invention are different things, my friend.
Okay.
You cannot deny discovery. Fuck, we don't even have all the fucking animals figured out yet. We're still finding some random-ass deep water fish and a fucking frog or whatnot. So the bottom line, the gas is real in that fucking planet, and the plants are real or whatever the fuck they found. And fuck Miami Mall. And also, hold on for part three. This is part three.
He didn't disagree with me anywhere.
I hope I do not have any technical issues in this fucking audio. So, Scary Jones, what the fuck, homie? Why do you need a Sam Rosalie to help you with jingles and all that shit? What happened to your $2 million equipment? Looks like you cannot do anything without your Jewish friends. Also, fuck you, Suzanne 77.
Oh, what did Suzanne 77 do?
I don't know. Does he mean Abe 77?
I think he means Abe 77.
Did we say Abe? That sounds like Suzanne.
And Sam is always in the production studio.
And it's Sam Rosalie, and she's half Jewish. But regardless, by the way, I didn't just say irregardless.
We know.
Okay. So regardless, it's not his equipment. It's that all the jingles are at the radio station, and he has to put them on a drive or put them on the network drive and then access the network drive. It would, in Scary's defense, it would take him like 3 minutes, and he hasn't got that kind of time.
Well, thanks, Brody. But to be honest, it's actually, you know, Sam is in that production room that whole time. So she can actually do that while the show's going on. We got stuff. We got other things going on. We got meetings. I'm meeting with department heads, clients. We're all over the place. And then we're doing the show. So
you're closing deals, trying to make money.
Well, we got a lot going on. So
3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Drag it to the Z drive. Get home. Log into the Z drive. Drag them onto your computer. 3 minutes.
Brooklyn boys, I know this is Nick again. I apologize. This is part four. Think of it as a part four. Scary Jones. I'm not sure about Irvine Plaza, dude. You need to come down to Seattle. Go to Climate Pledge Arena. Apparently, Justin Timberlake is going to have a concert here in May, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You can bring your girlfriend. You can stay in a nice hotel.
Yep.
Seattle has some really nice hotels, and who knows? Maybe I'll take you to a steak dinner appetizer or some shit.
That would be great. Then we could make Brody jealous. But
I think it's another steak dinner. I'm the one who owns a steak dinner. Although, apparently, I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore. I got yelled at earlier.
So, I will say this. Justin is playing the Garden. That's a given. I can go see him at Madison Square
Irving
Garden.
Plaza.
But Irving Plaza, no. He's playing, my point is, he's playing a one-night-only intimate concert at Irving Plaza for 1,400 people. There's a reason why I would want to be in that room as opposed to Madison Square Garden or any big arena. I could see him at any city in America.
Yeah,
I
but you come go to the Seattle. Big arena, you get the big explosions and the light show
it,
and the stage that goes up and down, hopefully. I'm thinking of Kiss, sorry.
All day, all night. I want to see an artist, a big artist in a small venue.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen some major artists in small venues.
There's something really special about what he's doing on Wednesday night. Which, by the way, I got snubbed by two people. Brody, you know who they are.
Not me.
Who I was trying to help me get in, and they were like, nope, can't help you.
Well, you talked about one of the people. Oh wait
can't
a minute.
Can't help you.
Oh, the contacts. Oh, yeah.
Can't help you.
Yeah. Over the past 8 years, you had plenty of chances to ask for a Justin Timberlake favor. Now he's back. Now he's too busy. It's too busy. You can't get him in.
Can't help.
Can't help you.
It's a small venue.
He did SNL. By the way, did you watch him on SNL?
That episode of SNL was horrible.
It was train wreckly bad.
It was so fucking bad. I love SNL. I want to love SNL.
The waitress sketch at the beginning, awful.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees talk show, I love Timberlake and Fallon as the Bee Gees. I do. It was terrible.
Yeah.
The impressions are great. The questions, why are you making Barry Gibb violent? He's not a violent. He doesn't have a history of violence. It doesn't make any sense.
That's
a horrible sketch. And after the ninth time, when you ask Timberlake as was it Robin or Maurice Gibb, do you have anything you want to add? Dead silence? No. It's not funny by the seventh time. It's not. Terrible episode. Thank God for Please Don't Destroy. They kill it every week. Every week.
I got to leave this in a two-parter. Danny the Blind Radio guy. Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on with Scary as he's gotten older, but Jesus, stop being a pussy. Let people joke around with you, man. What the hell happened to you?
What?
Because he got super sensitive when Brody in 282 said that if Robin dumped him, that she would leave him she would get with Brody. And then this happened on the 15-minute morning show the other day when they were talking about hot people and attractiveness.
People that aren't as attractive that are super confident and they're in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And then you see people who are hot with no confidence and you're like, what's wrong with you, man? Like, what's going on?
See, it's weird because Scotty has no confidence, but Scary has a ton of confidence.
Right.
So
what was that supposed to
be? Garrett, that's so wrong.
This just took a turn, a dark
turn.
Wow.
Scary, I like your confidence.
Pussy.
Okay, so first of all, I love the fact that Danny's bringing audio clips. He's coming prepared with receipts. However, Scary was, I don't think, was offended there, and I don't think he was offended. He knows that Robin's not getting with me. That was a joke. He wasn't offended. I think we're good. I think we're good, Danny.
You really looked into that way too much. Neither point that you made wasn't offended in either one of them.
Now he's offended, though. He's offended by you, Danny.
I'm offended by this talk back. That you think that I'm offended, that I can't take a joke.
Scary doesn't get offended. I get offended.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really
Scary,
am not.
I'm serious. You're a fucking moron. He's like, okay, sure, okay.
So, you know, I guess that is, you're interpreting.
Okay, I'm going to need a clip of that. A clip of you saying interpreting.
I don't know how you can tell from me saying nothing that I'm offended. I don't know. I really didn't go off on any of that.
I mean, he's blind. He's not deaf. And by the way, Danny's a great sport. We can always joke with Danny. That's what I love about him. You know what? He thought you were offended. You weren't. So we move on. But thank you, Danny, for bringing clips. I love that.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. MJ from Gary, Indiana. I don't know if I'm listening to it right or if I'm hearing wrong or something, but I think that lady is saying our team of experienced attorneys. I don't think she's saying our team are experienced attorneys. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
No, that's not what the issue
maybe
was.
Maybe Brody's wrong.
The issue was...
Brody is wrong.
First of all, no. I think it was, if I remember correctly, I'll play the clip. Let me pull it up. It was... she said our team of experienced attorneys is... Hold on, here it is. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Can you tell your dogs we're doing a podcast?
I can't.
Attention, listeners. Accidents happen, and when they do, you need a winning team on your side. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident that is not your fault, don't go at it alone. Insurance companies will try to push you around, but our team of experienced attorneys are dedicated to getting...
Yeah, she says our team of experienced attorneys are, and it should be is, because team is plural, so therefore use the singular. That's what it was, in case you were wondering. But all right, go ahead.
Hey, Brody, what's this about the slices don't like slice time, huh?
Okay, is that it? All right, there's more.
Scary and Brody, what's going on over there, Steve from the Bronx? You guys probably know that sometimes Brody gets on my nerves.
especially with the steak dinner that is fucking forget about it, Brody. Forget about the fucking steak dinner.
It's a $300 dinner he owes
with
me.
With the horns, Scary, he's 100% right. I don't like to give him Thank props, you. But you are wrong, Brody. I mean, Scary.
He's begrudgingly giving me props. There.
He's giving about what though? About what?
Oh, about the grammar with the horns. With the horns is versus horns, the horns are. Okay. The Guys, rhino horns.
I'm
Come
sorry,
on, man.
Man, there are more important problems in life, folks.
Not many.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary over there.
You're back.
Rock and Steve from the Bronx. So Scary, it breaks my heart to agree with Brody, but he is correct. On the subject, both subjects are singular, therefore, it should be is instead of are. He's right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank
Network,
you.
He's right. Horns, Thank he's you. Right.
Thank you.
In this rare instance, Brody is right. Hopefully, I'll never have to say that again. Rock and Steve, jingle. Over there.
Brody is right. Brody was right.
Hey, it's John from Texas. Yep, it's Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know why I say wires, but I do. Didn't know I did it until you pointed that out to me. Thanks, Jagwagons.
Jack
By the way, I love that Texas is calling in. I love that so much. Yeah, I don't think people realize it. My friend Abby, who is from Florida, and she works in the radio. She's on the radio now in Atlanta, and she says Jaguars. And I asked her about it. She's like, I didn't know I was doing that. So I just think it's you hear it around you, but
yeah,
it's definitely Jaguar.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Love
this
that call.
Is Chad from Omaha. And I just wanted to comment on the whole Jaguar thing.
Oh, you're back.
I believe that Jaguar is just a bougie way of saying Jaguar. The people that say Jaguar are probably the same people that walk around with that Bluetooth in their ear, speaking
hear, right?
to themselves out loud everywhere they go. It is just irritating.
Okay. He just said in the ear.
By the way,
the same way.
That was
Foghorn.
That was Brody about 10 years ago, by the way, with the fucking Bluetooth in his ear. He used to walk around the radio station with it in his car. That thing never left his ear.
Yeah, now nobody does that with earphones. It's the same damn thing.
You had the Plantronics.
Like I did, fucking 360.
Planted in his face.
That's right. That was very important back then. By the way, that was Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay, all right. Well, you made your point. I don't.
But you didn't acknowledge it. You prick.
I agree. I agree.
But why do you get offended so easily, you pussy?
I just want to move on.
Hi, Scary and Brody. Love you guys. You crack me up, Brody. You are setting up your bit with the improper use of plurals, and you set it up by saying "there's some that are." It is there are some.
That's right.
Not there is some. Still love
you. Thank you. I'm sorry, but this
Hillary from Connecticut.
This grammar stuff is making me yawn. It's a lot of minutia. The grammar stuff. When it's this nitpicky. When it's obvious. See, the grammar police was started as something that was like really hilarious, funny, yeah. and the masses
I
can
think
jump
it's
onto.
All in the way
but
you
when
interpret
when we're
it.
Starting, when we're talking about is's and are's and. I mean, really getting like needling
yeah,
and
know
getting
what? These
granular.
Callers loved it.
I know, but sorry. I apologize.
You sound like Elvis with the phone taps.
I'm sorry. Am I losing my sense of humor in my old age?
Again, you missed when I brilliantly did a callback to the word interpretate, but you missed it.
I know. I heard it. I just chose
Are you getting offended again? Are you getting offended again? You getting offended again?
Jesus fucking Christ, Scary. Stop arguing with Brody.
Thank
the
you.
Horns have a value. It's not it. There is no it, the act of trading them. The horns have a value. There are not a pair of horns. There are many animals that only have one horn. Fuck me. Stop arguing with Brody.
That's
why it's always going to be Brody and Scary. And this is Maddie from the Bronx and Brooklyn.
Perfect timing. Not only did she, we were just arguing, we were arguing about grammar, and she just set you right.
Scary. Network of attorneys is horns are network singular is horns plural are Brody. I'm not a fucking grammar teacher, but I am an attorney. So for fuck's sake, Scary, stop arguing with Brody. This is Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx. And it's always Brody and Scary.
Network of attorneys
is because it's the network.
I think I see. Listen to me. I never said I didn't see it your way, but I also think that it could be both ways.
It can't be both ways. Would you? Okay, if you're talking about baseball, the team of players, right? When you say the team of players, you'd say the team of players is great. The team is great. The team of players is great.
It's great. Yes.
Right, but you wouldn't say the team of players are great. Same thing. She's an attorney. Can't lie. Can't argue with her.
It just sounds weird.
Yeah, well, so does interpretate. We all have our things.
Hey, Dr. M down in Arizona. Yeah, don't really like doing Scrum Master work. Basically, you're giving work to software engineers and checking their work and then giving them more work. Yeah, it was part of small part of my job at my last company. Did not enjoy it, but, you know, somebody has to do it, I guess. But love you guys. Listen to y'all all through the pandemic. I was stuck in a skiff and listen to you guys every time you made a new podcast. So thanks.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much for being there.
He's in a skiff. That's awesome.
Hit the jingle, bitch. That was a scary inappropriate product endorsement. Not cool. Brody, you missed it. Scary was talking about Dr. Yeah, Fat Loss. And 100%. Hit the jingle. It's your favorite slice from Bedford, Virginia.
All right.
Scary, we need to edit that and make that one of the jingles. That was awesome.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. If someone were to say to me that their job is a scrum master, I would definitely not think that was like some sort of HR-related job. I would honestly think it has something to do with porn and the porn industry.
Yeah.
That's just the feeling I get and the vibe.
Yes.
I'm with you, Jamie.
I don't know what kind of job it would be in porn, but it gives me porn vibes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Us too.
Yeah. Everything gives, hey, Brooklyn gives boys, us porn
Jamie
vibes.
From oh, Queens Jamie again. From Queens.
Brody, you know Scary long enough to know when he says he was at the gym, what he really means is he was hanging out with his buddy, Jim. We've all been listening to you guys long enough to also know that's really what at the gym means.
I'm going
to
prove you all wrong. You watch. You wait and see. You wait.
Hey, Brody and Scary. Menachem here, originally from Brooklyn. Hashtag tribe. Actually, I think I'm going to have to go with Scary and Brody this week.
Whoa!
Brody, are you feeling okay? Are you feeling all right?
I missed it. I missed it.
Literally 5 minutes in. Actually, I think it's like 5 minutes and 30 seconds approximately.
Yep.
Scary mentioned some sort of doctor that isn't a doctor, and you haven't had him hit the jingle. Are you okay, Brody?
Yep.
Hey, Brody and Scary.
Yep. Yeah,
Menachem
again.
Menachem here again. I don't know if you're playing this one after the other since it's like probably like 3 minutes apart. Yep, I heard that you caught it. This doctor per se, or not a doctor per se. Okay, I'm glad Brody's feeling all right.
Yeah, you thought.
Scary, actually, I hope you're feeling all right too. Just because I mentioned, I hope that Brody's feeling right. I hope that you're feeling right.
Well, thank you, Menachem. That's very nice.
Slice for
it's
life.
Menachem.
Menachem, you care about my well-being. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Menachem.
Episode 282, just two little corrections for Brody. Uh-oh. Yo quiero una mola doesn't mean I got a mole. It means I want a mole. And also the pretty poison.
Oh, yo tango.
Song wasn't help me, I'm falling. It's catch me, I'm falling. Have a great day. But it's always Brody and Scary.
Thank you. Just to correct myself and my correction. Yes, I did write yo tango una mola, but when I reminded myself and sang it, I said yo quiero because I was thinking of Taco Bell. But I did in the original lyrics in 2001.
He did it the right way in the lyrics.
I did Yo Tango. Yeah. Yep.
Scary and Brody, Mike from Wisconsin here. Spice for life. Scary, I'm wondering if that's why you S your own D, that you're a 4, so that way you don't get nervous when somebody that's actually higher than a 4 wants to suck your D.
What?
You're not so nervous. Maybe that's where the advice came from.
I love that logic.
That's terrific.
Hey, boys, it's Vinny from Freehold, formerly of Dyker Heights, Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's how they put Dyker
Heights. I'm doing a job over by Telestros in Middletown.
Oh, Telestros. Yeah.
I wasn't so impressed, my friends. It was not so great.
I've never been
kinda
there.
Kind of soggy and everything blended together, ooh, bland. Needed some seasoning.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That place is all Brody. Brody.
I didn't say it was Brooklyn deli quality. I happen to think it's good. I love their videos. They make crazy sandwich concoctions.
And you went in there and you tasted it.
I had the fried ravioli. It was good. and I had a sandwich that was pretty good. I didn't say it was like the guy, the staff there is amazing. And they make crazy concoctions. The TikTok is the best. But, you know, you have to catch the right sandwich to your liking.
You can't eat the fucking screen. The food's good or it's not. Forget about
it. Right, and it's very good for a Jersey deli. I wouldn't compare it to Dyker Heights deli. By the way, you know he's from Dyker Heights because he said Dyker Heights, the way he said it.
Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
Okay, last one.
Hey, this is Major Slice, Brody, what's up from Brooklyn? And I just want to let Skiri know he needs to hit the jingle, bitch.
I love it. We're leaving ourselves talkbacks now.
That's it.
Well, appreciate
this way we have to communicate.
Yeah,
if we ever have a fight and don't want to talk to each other, we'll just leave talkbacks for each other.
That would be amazing. All right, well, thanks for your feedback this week. We appreciate you guys. We'll do another episode of the Brooklyn Boys later this week.
283.
283, man.
And remember, apparently we're off President's Day because Skiri's going away with his father and the family.
I won't be around. We're going
on Anthony, where are you taking me, Anthony? Anthony, we're going somewhere with a beach, Anthony.
We'll talk about that because there's drama there, too.
Oh, is your father going to wear a Speedo?
On the next episode of the Brooklyn Boys.
Can't wait.
Brooklyn Boys. Slice reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
And your name doesn't have to be one. It's slice time. Free dessert.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.